Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Great to have you with us. For those of you that have been asleep at the switch, the race is on for the 2020 Trump reelect. Democrats have made this all about impeachment, about taking the White House, taking the House, increasing their lead there, and then taking the Senate. They want to run everything, and it's our job to make sure that doesn't happen. Joining us now, very happy to have Mika Mosbacher, the widow of the late Robert Mosbacher, the 28th Secretary of Commerce. She has been active in Republican politics for a long, long time. And yesterday she was a part of launching the Women for Trump Coalition, and she joins us. Where are you calling us from, Mika?
I'm calling you from Washington, D.C., in the swamp.
Wow, wow. Tell me what the launch was like yesterday.
It was very exciting. Laura Trump kicked off the women's launch, which was in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is a key state, as we know, because President Trump won Pennsylvania by about 44,000 votes, which is the narrowest margin in the presidential election history for Pennsylvania in 176 years. So it is one of the key swing states. There were 1,000 women there, and they came from all walks of life. And Laura Trump did say to the audience, when she looked around and saw this group of enthusiastic women who all voted and support Trump, she said, "Hey, I'm confused. The media says that women don't like President Trump." So it was very exciting to be there and to talk with other women. And the whole idea is to launch this grassroots effort, a massive effort that I haven't seen before in a campaign, to engage women, to engage them as donors, to encourage them to go back to their communities and talk to their neighbors and get out the vote. And, you know, it's also important to focus on the fact that I don't look at polling. Remember, most of the polls were wrong during the 2015-2016 presidential elections. We look at the amount of money raised, and the RNC last quarter raised a whopping $108 million. 50% of the donors were women, and they were coming in as small donations, $41, which is very different from when I was co-chair of the RNC and we focused on big donors. So women are voting with their wallets, and that speaks volumes, I believe, in this upcoming race.
Mika Mosbacher joining us. She is very active in the Women for Trump Coalition. Will the Women for Trump Coalition be out there on the front lines? Will they be visible, or will they be in the background?
No. These are women that have come from all across the country that are forming the advisory board, and from several different professions as well, from military to healthcare to policy making, women who have a voice in their part of the country. And they will be out there actively talking with other women, encouraging them to raise money. You know, traditionally, it's been men that were the so-called bundlers. who put together fundraising teams to help reelect the president. These women have a message to carry back to their base, and it's so exciting, really, if you look at what the president has accomplished, promises made, promises kept. The unemployment rate for women is 3.5%, which has dropped 1.2 points since the president's inauguration. So unemployment among women has fallen to the lowest level in over 65 years. It's really exciting. You look at the number of jobs that have been added for women, it's 3.2 million. So we have a roaring economy, and I think that that is so important to women. I also feel that he is one of the most pro-life presidents that we have ever had. He addressed the Women's March last year by video. Vice President Bush attended. President Trump said that he will always defend the first right in the Declaration of Independence, the right to life. And I feel that the Democratic Party tries to paint women into the corner to embrace single issues. President Trump has focused on school choice. He has helped expand affordable health care choices, lower drug prices, eliminated the Obama individual mandate penalty. And so you've got a choice. You know, right now the Democrats, of course, are playing the race card and discussing and you know, in that resolution yesterday, you know, citing that the comments that President Trump made were racist. His comments were that their actions of certain elected officials are anti-American. So you've got a choice. You can be a party of open borders. You can gloss over the crisis at the border, abolish ICE. You cannot stand for the national anthem. Or you can be part of a party that is defending those basic freedoms in this country that were hard won. And we seem to have forgotten, especially when you looked at July 4th, and remember all the white noise about the military parade. I mean, certain networks had it, it was defined as militaristic. You know, we would have tanks rolling down Constitution Avenue like it was, we were North Korea. And what President Trump was doing was redefining and highlighting the patriotism in this country and our and honoring our military, which feels undervalued after fighting these decade-long wars in Iran and in Afghanistan. And it was really marvelous to see if you were in Washington, D.C. It was very exciting. So I think that the President Trump has a staggering list of accomplishments, and for women as well as men. I asked them this question: is your life better now than it was under Obama years? Do you have more money in your pocket? Do you feel you have more opportunity in this country? And if you do, then you will stick with President Trump.
I want to ask you a question, Mika. It has nothing to do with the old Mel Gibson movie, What Women Really Want. But what is it that women nationwide, what is it that women want? And what are the issues going to be for women across the board, whether it's unmarried, whether it's married with children, whatever? Women in general, what is it they want?
Well, women are complicated. I think that because women are not only caretakers, but they are also breadwinners, I think it's very important to women that under this economy that they are able to feed their families, that they have more take-home pay. I think the fact that there's a Tax Cut and Jobs Act that doubles the child tax credit to $2,000 and expanded that credit to middle-class families is important to women. I think an economic opportunity. President Trump has created a business client where we have more women owning businesses than in the past several decades. So I think that that has a significant impact on women. I think the pro-life issue is important to many women. And also having, as I said before, healthcare choices. Not having a one-size-fits-all healthcare plan. I think that women are looking for the best ways to educate their children. And again, that is why school choice has been so important to those Republican women. In addition to, I think that they really do care about national security and protecting our borders, which means enforcing the laws in this country, which is not something that is popular with the Democrats. I think that they would like to see the Do Nothing Congress actually come together and do something. You know, the Democrats have been, you know, they have been not cooperative, to say the least. They could come together, both sides could give a bit, and we could solve this immigration problem once and for all. We could definitely fix these asylum loopholes in this country that are incentivizing people to come in. I mean, President Trump is absolutely for illegal immigration and for individuals going through due process. But I do think also that many conservative women are really concerned about the fact that it is no longer safe on certain colleges' campuses to even be a conservative voice. So I think that we've got this major debate going on in this country about what is patriotism, and are we going to embrace those sacred traditions and our unalienable, I'm getting a little bit of a scratchy throat, unalienable rights in this country provided in the Constitution, or are we going to be a party or are we going to be a country that is anti-American? And I always think about Abe Lincoln's speech, you know, his very famous speech in 1858, and it was his House Divided speech where he was talking about a house divided against itself will not stand. And I think we're seeing some of that in the Democratic Party, especially with our four freshman congresswomen and the fact that the Democratic Party is moving left. If they move any farther left, they're going to fall off a cliff. And I think that they've become a party of socialism. And I think that that concerns many conservative women in this country.
Let me just ask you, because this to me is... To me, this is one of the big issues that we're going to be fighting in 2020, and that is, as you said, socialism versus capitalism, or as I choose to call it, economic freedom. Is it possible the nation is moving more in the socialism? I mean, we've got millennials that say that a majority of them say they'd rather live in a socialist country than a capitalist country. Is it possible America is changing and we're just not acknowledging that?
Well, part of the change has come from the fact that many schools no longer teach civics. So I'm not so sure when you talk to many millennials that you know what socialism is. I'm serving on the advisory board of Turning Point USA, which is the organization Charlie Kirk founded about 6 years ago. And that organization is very active with chapters on about 1,000 college campuses in the United States. And Charlie Kirk and his team go into these campuses and start dialogues with these students. And they ask them what socialism means. And when it's explained to them, such as the fact that you got an A on your test, okay, that means now you need to share that A with everyone else in the classroom. You know, you just got paid today. You got paid, what, $150? Well, you need to share that with everyone else in your neighborhood. When they begin to understand the very definition of socialism and what it truly means, there is pushback. So I think that there is a faction that is drifting, as I said, into the socialistic tendencies, healthcare for all. Look at the Democratic candidates. That's what they're touting. Free college tuition. It all sounds good, but it is certainly not doable.
Wow. Mika Mosbacher joining us. She is very much a part Women for Trump Coalition. I've got to ask you a question, though, and this maybe is the most important question, and I want you to be as brutally honest as you can be. Would you like the president to tweet less? I hear that from a lot of women. I wish he'd just do less tweeting, for crying out loud.
I always tell people what you see is what you get. I think that voters reacted to his strength. I think he says or tweets a lot of what people really think. And with the media so stacked against him, more so, I think, than any president I've ever witnessed in my lifetime, it's a way for him to get his message out to his voters, his base, and it certainly does change the whole news cycle, one tweet at a time.
Mika, if people want to find out more about Women for Trump Coalition, where do they go? How do they begin? Is it at the RNC or is it through the 2020 reelect? How can people reach out to you guys?
Well, they can turn to President Trump's Facebook, or they can turn to Women for Trump, or they can text 88022 and text the word empower.
Give that text number again so everybody can write it down.
88022.
Very good. Mika, so nice to meet you. Thank you so much. If you're in Vegas, somewhere along the campaign trail, I certainly hope that you'll come by and see us. You have a tremendous record personally, and we'd love to get a chance to meet you. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you coming on.
I'd love to. And I'm sure we'll be out in Nevada because you're an important state to us.
Thank you so much. Mika Mosbacher joining us live. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
If you heard my friends, then you heard my bride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Kevin Wall with you, the program Live and Local Now. Big program still ahead. Chuck Muth will join us top of the hour. I'm very excited. Before that, it is highly possible the House of Representatives, controlled by the Dems, they will be voting on an article of impeachment against the president. That's what they say. We'll find out more on that. Also, Chuck Muth joins us top of the hour. Megan Barth at 10:30. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, the pride of Indian Wells, will join us, not from Indian Wells, but from Chi-Town, from Chicago. We'll do that more. It's all ahead on the Wednesday Humphrey edition of Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arguably the world's most notorious drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been sentenced to life in an American prison. The Mexican man's lawyer, Jeffrey Lichtman, saying his client was not given a fair trial, so they're going to appeal.
All we asked for was fairness, and no matter what you think of Joaquin Guzman, he still deserves a fair trial.
The 62-year-old Guzman found guilty earlier this year of trafficking illegal drugs into the United States for decades. Californians now in the San Francisco area are worried after a series of earthquakes rumbled across that part of the state. Two quakes shaking the San Francisco Bay Area within 13 minutes yesterday, and a quake reported in Southern California near Ridgecrest, where two big quakes struck earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
You probably want to eat healthy, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes and probiotics, and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule or powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, and I invented Texas Superfood almost 20 years ago with one goal in mind: to help people like you who lead busy lives get the all-natural nutrition that every one of us needs and deserves. So if you can't, won't, or don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. See our full line of quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55. TexasSuperfood.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but all of a sudden it kicked in. I don't know how long it took it to kick in, but it kicked in. I feel it. I have more spring in the old step than I did before. Somebody told me, they said, boy, what is with you? You're getting too lively. I said, I just feel great, and I do, and it just hit me all of a sudden. So I am so happy with the product. It's fabulous.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's be together, loving you.
Wyatt, you've got that wrong. That's the wrong one. That's Al Green, the singer.
Yeah, I'd rather have that one though.
Well, no, but the fact is, that's the wrong Al Green.
No, that's the right Al Green. The other one's the wrong Al Green.
Al Green, the Texas congressman. This was totally ignored by the fake news media. It just went right over their head. But in addition to the squad and the photo ops and things like that, Al Green, who has been on the floor of the House before, introducing articles of impeachment, well, he came back with an article of impeachment yesterday. See if you can figure out what it means. But Democrats who control the House are going to vote possibly as early as this afternoon Pacific Time, after introducing an article of impeachment yesterday, listen to the other Al Green.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Texas rise?
Madam Speaker, pursuant to Clause 2A1 of Rule 9, I rise to give notice of my intention to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, of high misdemeanors. Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is unfit to be president. Unfit to represent the American values of decency and morality, respectability and civility, honesty and propriety, reputability and integrity, is unfit to defend the ideals that have made America great, unfit to defend liberty and justice for all, as extolled in the Pledge of Allegiance, is unfit to defend the American ideal of all persons being created equal, as exalted in the Declaration of Independence, is unfit to ensure domestic tranquility, promote the general welfare, and to ensure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, as lauded in the preamble of the United States Constitution. Is unfit to protect the government of the people, by the people, for the people, as elucidated in the Gettysburg Address, and is impeached for high misdemeanors that the following article of impeachment be exhibited to the Senate.
What? What did he say?
I'm still asking, what the hell did he mean? And is being unfit, is that a misdemeanor?
It's hard to keep up with reality if you're in my business.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Anyway, that's Al Green, the Texas congressman. But you know, believe it or not, they're thinking of voting on that article of impeachment. The problem is only about 50 or 60 House members will end up voting for it, and probably less than that. They need 218. They're nowhere even close for articles of impeachment.
Well, you know, just, anything's really possible.
No. I'm sorry. It's not. I want you to hear, I mean, we've been talking about these Trump tweets now for a couple of days. Eventually, they will just go away. But yesterday, the House took up a resolution condemning the president for his tweet storm on the so-called squad. And there's more coming out of the squad. Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts says that she's no longer going to call him President Trump, but the occupant of the White House. That's his new title, occupant of the White House. So here it is. Gosh, and I don't even know where to begin. Let's begin with cut five. This is John Lewis, congressman from Georgia, marched with Dr. King, and he rose in strong support of this resolution condemning the Trump tweets. Here it is.
I rise with a sense of righteous indignation to support this resolution. I know racism when I see it. I know racism when I feel it. And at the highest level of government, there's no room for racism. It sows the seeds of violence and destroys the hopes and dreams of people. The world is watching. They are shocked and dismayed because it seems we have lost our way as a nation, as a proud and great people. We are one Congress, and we are here to serve one House, the American House the American people. Some of us have been victims of the stain, the pain, and the hurt of racism. In the 50s and during the 60s, segregationists told us to go back when we protested for our rights. They told ministers, priests, rabbis, and nuns to go back. They told the innocent little children seeking just an equal education to go back. As a nation and as a people, we need to go forward and not backward. With this vote, we stand with our sisters, three were born in America, and one came here looking for a better life. With this vote, we meet our moral obligation to condemn hate, racism, and bigotry in every form. Thank you.
Gentlemen, need
he
more
makes
time?
An interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up.
I just love that. Okay. Now, I mean, this is a target-rich environment. These Dems passed that resolution along party lines, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, challenged Mitch McConnell to allow a vote, an up or down vote, in the Senate on this House resolution. Let's go to cut two. This is AOC.
You tell American citizens to go back to their country, especially when we are sworn citizens and are duly elected by American, by fellow American citizens in the United States. That has everything to do with race, because they have targeted four congresswomen of color who are American citizens with a classic line of white supremacy. And they are trying to pivot, and they are trying to excuse it. And frankly, the majority leader is complicit in advancing racism in America if he doesn't even have the backbone to speak out against the most basic, basic line. Honestly, if these members go on the record condoning the president telling women of color to go back to their own country, I invite them to, because we will win the 2020 election and we will take this country back, because we believe in fighting for every American.
You are an idiot!
Okay, now the other side of the coin is Kris Kobach. And Kris Kobach, remember he headed up, along with the vice president, the aborted voter integrity commission. Remember they were going to look into, nothing ever happened, which is kind of sad. But Kris Kobach's running for the U.S. Senate from Kansas and was on with Chris Cuomo and talked about these Trump tweets. This is cut four, go.
So help me understand, how is it okay for people in your party to say, I'm not condemning these words, they're not racist?
Okay, well, first of all, if you look at the words themselves, when the president said, I think people are focusing on that these members of Congress should go back to the crime-infested places from which they came, right? So where are those places? Well, in AOC's case, it's the Bronx. In Tlaib's case, it's Detroit. And in Omar's case, it is originally Somalia. Those are all crime-infested places. And in Somalia's instance, there's terrorism, too. So it's a fact. He's just, to simply state that fact is not racist. And
Chris,
so I think that's why many Republicans said, look, you, just because you're saying
that's not
something
why,
negative about these districts.
I let you get the
what
argument. I let the get the argument out. But I'm just saying it just fails on its face. He wasn't talking about the Bronx.
Was it?
He was telling them to go back to the countries that you come from. And he kept saying it. He doubled and tripled down. Only on Omar did it even make sense factually, right? Because she's a naturalized citizen. But that's the part I don't get, Chris. If you're going to excuse what he said, then don't twist what he said. Own the reality. He told four brown people, back to the places where you brown people come from. You don't belong here.
Now you are editorializing and adding content to his tweet. The problem with Twitter, which I think you would agree with me on, is it's 140 characters, and since it's so vague and there's so little
the
said,
words.
People can read into it what
he
they want.
He said the words.
He didn't say the way you said that.
Yes, he did.
Well, let's Let's put it in context with his other tweets. Clearly what the president was making was a larger argument about love it or leave it. If you're going to criticize America so much, go back to or go somewhere else.
Why doesn't he ever say that to white people?
Has been around since the 1960s. He would say that too.
But he never has.
That argument's been around since the 1960s.
Oh, it's been a long, longer than that,
when
Chris.
People who favored the Vietnam War said it to people.
Have been telling,
let me get my point
white
out.
People have been telling brown people and immigrants to leave for a long time. It happens in waves.
No,
you had the Know-Nothing Party. It's our whole closing tonight.
The
they did it to my ancestors. Go ahead,
the
sir.
Love it or leave it argument was made in the 1960s against people who opposed the Vietnam War. Now, that wasn't a racist argument then, and it's not a racist argument now.
You are fake news.
Well, the fact is, Chris Kobach is right. This, those of you that remember back to the... you know, love it or leave it. This was a theme of the anti-war thing, the anti-Vietnam War thing. And yet now we're reliving it, and now it becomes racial. For some reason now it's a big racial thing. Coming up more on this. Also, Mitch McConnell urging both sides of the aisle to dial down the rhetoric. And by the way, I don't often agree with Mitch McConnell. I'm one of those guys that believes we need new leadership in the Republican Party in the U.S. Senate.
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.
And well, it is to an extent. But I agree with what he said yesterday at a photo op just off the floor of the United States Senate. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775 203-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now. Did you see this? Sherry Murray. If you don't know that name, you will. She's going to be all over the airwaves of this show. She is a New York businesswoman who immigrated from Jamaica as a child and is active in state Republican politics in New York. She is launching a campaign today for the seat held by AOC. We are going to get her on the program and help her raise money. No better place to come and raise money in politics than Viva Las Vegas or the entire state of Nevada. Nah. So be looking for her. And again, the name is Sherry, S-C-H-E-R-I-E, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Donate. Please, donate. I love that. Let's go to Mitch McConnell, because he's urging both sides to dial down the rhetoric. I don't know if it's going to work, but he's asking to dial down the rhetoric. Here it is.
There's been a lot of discussion about the events of the last couple of days, so I'd like to address it myself. I think there's been a consensus that political rhetoric has really gotten way, way overheated all across the political spectrum. We've heard facilities on the U.S. border called concentration camps. We've seen the far left throw accusations of racism at everyone, anyone who disagrees with them on anything, including the Speaker of the House. We've seen a freshman Democratic congresswoman use anti-Semitic tropes and imply people only support Israel because of campaign contributions. The most vile accusations and insults against our nation have become incredibly routine, and we've seen back and forth over the past few days. Most of you know Justice Scalia was my sort of all-time favorite. Now, here's what he used to say. He said, "I don't attack people, I attack ideas." And I think that's a good lesson for all of us. From the president to the speaker to freshman members of the House, all of us have a responsibility to elevate the public discourse. Our words do matter. We all know politics is a contact sport, but it's about time we lowered the temperature all across the board. All of us ought to contribute to a better level of discourse.
Nip it in the bud.
What was he talking about? He was talking about, well, about Nancy Pelosi. Listen to Nancy Pelosi invoke the R word, racist word, multiple times. And then the GOP demanded that the comments be taken down. Here it is.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and the comments are racist. How shameful to hear him continue to defend those offensive words, words that we have all heard him repeat, not only about our members, but about countless others. Our caucus will continue to forcefully respond to those attacks on our members, which reflect a fundamental disrespect for the beautiful diversity of America. There is no place anywhere for the president's words, which are not only divisive, but dangerous, and have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. It's so sad because you would think that there would be a given that we would universally in this body just say, of course, but and there's no excuse for any response to those words, but a swift and strong unified condemnation. Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets. To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people. I urge a unanimous vote and yield back the balance of my...
I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks with a parliamentarian before I read them.
Thank you for playing. Should we or should we not follow the advice of the galactically stupid?
I just love that. Why the wonderful imagination of Wyatt Cox. Oh, my God. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He has done the Willie Nelson thing the last month or so. On the road again. Yeah. He's back. So am I. We both chose great times to get out of Dodge. We'll get a chance to talk with him about what's going on in our world. It's getting crazier and crazier as we continue live and local.